Miguel Bonet. He is with Cruz Rojo del Mar. Now tell me, what is that?
Well, the Cruz Roja del Mar is part of the Red Cross International Organization, and our work, it's very close or very similar to the work that in Britain, for instance, do the Royal National Life Guard Institution. That's more or less our work, but in Spain. We are an association that works together with a Spanish Salvamento Marítimo, is the maritime rescue agency, more or less the Coast Guard, but only in competences with rescue, because the competence of the well-known international Coast Guards in Spain are divided in different agencies. And the agency that take care for the rescue and safety at sea is the Salvamento Marítimo, SACEMAR. SACEMAR is a big organization that works with big ships, and for small laser crafts and for operations near the coast and for damage management that could be happening in the 5 miles from the coast, they have an organization to support them in these shallow waters, that is Cruz Roja. And this is what really we do all around the Spain coast.
Now, this is run entirely by volunteers. Everybody is a volunteer.
Yes, everybody is a volunteer except some technicians. I am one of them. That almost in every base around the coast, we have 44 bases around all the coast of Spain, including Balearic Islands and Canary Islands. In the most important base, there are a technician, usually a skipper with a lot of experience, or a general coordinator of a couple of bases, like in Balearics. In Balearics, I am the coordinator of all the bases around the island, that all these bases are managed by volunteers. We have a base in Ibiza, in Sant Antoni de Portmany. We have two bases in Mallorca, one in Sóller, in the north coast of the island, and the other one in Campastilla, in the Bay of Palma. And we have another base in Mahon, in the Menorca island. And now are starting to develop a new base in a couple of years in Formentera.
And now all these bases, I mean, it takes money.
Yes.
How do you raise that money?
Well, the biggest part of the money to maintain the boats, our boats, it's coming from a payment that SACEMAR, the Maritime Rescue Agency of Spain, do every year. Every year, give a money to Cruz Roja to manage the boats. And a part of this, Cruz Roja have a budget, own budget by donators and benefactors, everything that give money, and we can maintain the bases and the basically repairs of the rescue station in land and everything. It's more or less 50-50.
So if somebody wanted to be part of the organization and to, you know, be charitable towards the organization, how would they go about doing so?
Well, in this case, the best way is to get in contact with Cruz Roja. We have a department only for volunteers of all the organization. They have to apply to become volunteer of all the organization. And when they are in the interview, depending on their professional background or what they want, they can apply to become member of Salvamento Marítimo. It's only necessary. It's depending on the post they want to do. The swimming, the rescue swimmers has a special course to become rescue swimmer. The deckhands it's only one to be. We give him them the formation, and of course the skippers have to have the license for to be a skipper of small boats. Mm? And if he's a professional, the appliant one have professional background or have some experience in the Navy or in the merchant marine, anything, of course, it's very welcome.
Yeah, I can imagine that does come in handy, doesn't it? Where are you guys located?
For instance, my background is from the Navy. I was officer in the Spanish Navy.
Where are you guys located in the Palma Boat Show?
Our stand is located near the Bar Pesquero in the entrance of the part of the Paseo Marítimo side of La Lonja, western side entrance.
And, of course, you have a virtual stand at the Balearic Yacht Show?
Yes, of course.
Well, if you're out there watching and you're interested, whether you're in Mallorca or you're outside of the area and you would like to be part of the organization, please do head over to the Balearic Yacht Show, their virtual stand. Check it out, or come on down and check us out here in person. It's a beautiful day today, slightly hot. Tomorrow I'm going to rethink my wardrobe.
It is very hot, yeah.
We woke up this morning. I'm not sure if you noticed, but we woke up this
morning. It was completely cloudy.
Yeah, and I thought, it's going to be one of those days, but it turned out not to be one of those days. And, of course, typical Mallorca style, it cleared up, blue skies, and we are all dying of heat stroke. So if you're planning on coming down, bear that in mind, dress appropriately. Don't pull a Rhea. Once again, I have to say thank you. Again, Miguel Bonet.
Of course, it has been a pleasure to be with you and to explain to the spectators all the what we do. What we are and what we do.
You have a website, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So they can also go to that website after the show is over and do their thing.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
Thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in. Don't go anywhere, because we're going to be back shortly. You're watching the Balearic Yacht Show. My name is Rhea. I am your host.